from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 8 o'clock. I'm Eric Scott. Still a lot of questions about this story after a New Jersey man admits he was driving around Mercer County with pipe bombs in his car.
Jeremy Giliberti pleaded guilty to possessing destructive devices in Trenton Federal Court on Tuesday. Federal prosecutors say police stopped the 52-year-old Mount Laurel man as he was driving his green Honda Accord through Hamilton Township 1 year ago. A search of his car found four pipe bombs. Two were encased in steel pipes, and the other two were encased in cardboard tubing and duct tape. They found a fifth pipe bomb at Giliberti's home. It's not clear why he had the explosive devices. Rick Rickman, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
You can read more about that case at NJ1015.com this morning. Having secured commitments from at least 2,000 delegates, the now presumptive Democratic nominee in the race for the White House isn't wasting any time. On Tuesday, Vice President Kamala Harris kicking off her campaign with a rally in the battleground state of Wisconsin.
I am so very honored, and I pledge to you I will spend the coming weeks continuing to unite our party so that we are ready to win in November.
Harris attacked Donald Trump, saying that she will proudly put her record against the former president's any day of the week. Trump, meanwhile, holds his first public campaign rally since Joe Biden dropped out of the race. Trump expected to turn his full focus now on Harris as he stops in North Carolina today. Trump has ramped up his criticism of the vice president, whom he's characterized as same as Biden, but much more radical. The former president will host a private fundraiser at the Jersey Shore this weekend. Tickets for the event cost as much as $500,000. New Jersey 101.5 News Time 8:02. New Jersey Fast Traffic is next. Now, New Jersey 101.5 Instant Weather.
I do have to keep scattered showers and maybe even a thunderstorm in the forecast through about midday, let's say early afternoon today, as a weak impulse passes south of New Jersey. We should trend drier this afternoon. Lots of clouds, very humid for your Wednesday, highs in the lower 80s. Mostly cloudy and muggy tonight, lows in the lower 70s, and then one more push of showers and thunderstorms during the daytime hours tomorrow. We'll see late day clearing, highs for your Thursday in the lower to mid 80s. New Jersey weather made possible by Guaranteed Service. For a limited time, tune up your AC for only $77 and guarantee no breakdowns for the entire summer season, or the repair is free. Don't wait. Call 1-800-GUARANTEED or visit GuaranteedService.com. Stay comfy all summer long. Guaranteed.
Jersey City 73, Woodbridge 75, Pemberton 73. Download our mobile app. Breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts. We'll send it to your phone, customized for your neighborhood, so you can stay informed with New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.